This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Feminism in your ears. It's another broad podcast on Joy 94.9. Keep listening. Hashtag feminism, hashtag podcast, hashtag broad on Joy 94.9.
This is Sonia for Broad on Joy 94.9. And Look Around. Well, that's the name of the single from these people. They're going to be part of the Listen Conference, the Feminist Futures. They're going to be live and they are in the studio speaking to me. It's High Tech Emotions. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, good. And we have to my right, which no one can see, is Jess.
Hello.
And Emma with one M.
Yeah.
So is it Emma?
It's Emma. I just dropped an M.
Okay. Dropped an M.
Efficiency.
Yeah. Emma Efficiency.
No.
Dunstan.
Should be. Oh, cool.
Emma Efficiency, yeah.
So that's got, that's got a Shakespeare aspect.
Great. That's good.
Dunstan.
Or Dunstan checks in.
Yeah. The
Dunstan Emma. Emma Dunstan. Excellent. There we are. That was them. That is this. This is High Tech Emotions. With the conference coming up, there's so much happening. It was 14th, 15th and 16th. Listen is a three-day conference, so it's pretty amazing. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of speakers. At the Bella Union, our keynotes are by Alok Vaid Menon and from Dark Matter in the US. And, of course, Fight Like a Girl, that's her, Clementine Ford. Of course, the book's a big success already. It's in the best-selling list already. Like, I know.
Really? Wow.
That was quick. That was
incredible.
Before the launch.
Amazing.
Well, pre-sales.
Pre-sales.
It's all about pre-sales. And speaking of which, you're playing Friday the 14th of October.
That's right.
Yeah. Awesome. Tell us about what is High Tech Emotions. How do you describe yourselves?
Well, we're a three-piece, so we've got a member not here today, Mackenzie Randall.
Oh.
He plays drums.
Yep.
And cool. Jess plays bass, and I play keys and sing. So a lot of people say it's like synth punk, but I actually play a keyboard. So it's keys punk.
Keys punk. Sounds good. I like that. Keys punk. Yeah, keys punk. Will it take off? Keys punk.
Well, if some more people start playing keyboard, maybe it will.
Yeah, it's great to see the keyboards. I'm lucky. I've seen the YouTube video online, which people should look up for sure. And I love the ethic that you have there. The it's very, what do you call it? I like the DIY aspect.
It was very DIY.
We did it ourselves.
I had all DIY. That fabric is, well, bar a couple pieces, is mine for future sewing projects that I never get around to. But it helped for our clip.
It was great. And we set that all up, Emma and I. It took 8 hours. We got everything just right. And then Vic filmed for us the next day.
Oh, so who did the camera work?
Our friend Vic Armitage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she did a great job. And then she edited it as well. And it was so fun. It was really, really great.
You get the sense of that and in the video. And I really recommend people watch it. It's actually, I've got it in my head now. No, really. It's like, it keeps looping.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very loopy.
It's kind of relentless.
In a good way.
It just starts pretty full on and ends.
And it's unusual for the keyboards too, I think. It's like the keyboards just keep
repeating
that those chords over and
again.
And I'm not a musician, so I apologize. Is it chords? Is that what they call
them? I don't play chords in that song, but I play plenty of notes.
Notes, that's it. Notes, not chords, you idiots. Jess is the chord person, am I right?
No. I don't even play chords.
Are we a cordless band, maybe?
Oh, excellent. Maybe. I'll sure edit that and say cordless key punk band.
That's right.
The cordless. You could call yourself the cordless. So Sonia knows, hey, she really knows nothing about music. She's supposed to. Well, I know something about feminism. Speaking of which, do you consider yourselves feminists?
Absolutely.
Yes.
What's important about that? Why? You know, a lot of people are coming out about their feminism in the last couple of years or so, actually. I'm finding, anyway. Why do you think it's important, Jess?
Well, I kind of just feel like we live in a society where it's not the norm to just be nice to everybody. Everything's set up in a way so that the first way you're meant to react isn't actually keeping in mind what other people feel and how they'll react to that. So that's a big part of feminism for me, especially when we come to talk about intersectional feminism. It's so much broader than just women and men. So
I love it when people use the word broad and things. Yeah. It's like I always hear it go broader. That's it.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. You're right.
So I think it's just about being mindful of other people and their needs and looking out for each other a bit more than we are taught to.
It's changed. It's quite different from, obviously, second wave feminism. There was that, you know, departure where it kind of got a bit messy, but I guess there was other societal forces and things were going on for women then. But it certainly feels different and, like, more inclusive, I hope. You do get that sense.
It feels like things are pushing towards that and it's about time.
Thanks to probably technology, thanks to social media, thanks to those sorts of things. I think more women have got a chance to get in there and be heard or seen.
Yeah, I think that's true. Totally.
Now for your band, what made you do this? And how long have you been going, I should ask?
Well, we started last year.
And wow.
We started, I mean, we'd played in a band before a few years ago.
Well, Emma and I do.
Yeah.
That's right. Our first proper band, not fake band. I think it was at the Tote and there was a house party that was happening and there weren't many females on the lineup.
Oh, okay.
And we just were like, yeah, let's start another project.
Right.
So that's how that started. We were originally going to be a two-piece because I've got a drum machine on my keyboard, but at our first gig, which is a house party.
So many fingers. You know, you haven't got...
I know. It was a house party at Jess's house, and during our first song, we realized no one could hear the drum beat. So a person called Mackenzie just decided, hey, I can jump up and play the drums for you.
Because they were set up.
Oh, right, you had some there.
And,
oh, good.
And he got up. We didn't know Mackenzie at all.
Never seen him in my life.
Right.
And, after that, we were like, that was amazing. Do you want to join our band?
Cool. Yeah.
And he did.
And
here we are, and it's great, and it's turned out so perfectly.
He's
so awesome.
Yeah, he's a really amazing drummer and much energy and just a really... really supportive person.
Yeah, you see that, you sense that. Because some people would say, oh, well, you know, a completely woman band, but it's not about that, is it?
No, not at all. Not at all.
And it's good to get the right person.
Yeah, we were so lucky. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, cool. Now, have you produced much show in the last, what is it, a year or just about a year?
This is our first release, but we actually have recorded an album, which is going to be released, or our launch is the 4th of November at the Tote, and the event just went up this morning.
Yay.
So we're really excited.
Yeah. How many tracks on it? Is it an
10.
EP?
Oh, no, it's an album.
Wow.
It's an album. It's going to be released on a cassette and just online.
All right, yep.
So, it's very exciting.
I feel like the launch is going to be a huge celebration because it's kind of a long time coming for us. We've been meaning to record for a long time. But I'm glad we waited because it's just right. It's so great. I'm so excited.
Well, I mean, a couple of the songs came quite quickly because originally we only had enough songs for an EP, and then we decided, oh, maybe we'll just try doing an album. So some of them were quickly
written. Who does the writing? You both share that?
Well, it's pretty democratic, I think. Usually I'll write something on the keys, a song, and then I'll present it to Jess and Mackenzie at practice and we'll just play it over and over and they'll come up with some amazing things.
So we all work on our own bits together, but Emma's always writing melodies on the keys, so she's got...
But the lyrics come very, very, very last because I need a bit of pressure to get them going. I'm a little bit maybe of a perfectionist when it comes to the melody and lyrics.
Oh, okay.
Worth it.
Worth it. Hope so.
Yeah, because sometimes people work with the lyrics or, you know, it might be a type of poetry thing, stanza thing, and then they work around that, don't they?
Yeah.
From what little knowledge I have of music
creation. That's true. I have tried to do that before, but it just doesn't work for me because I've got to wait till I've got the melody in my head first and then I just write.
And it's more about the feel of the song. And
exactly.
Then
that's very jazz. That's kind of jazz kind of sense. Whoa. You know?
Yeah.
Jazz types do that, don't they?
Yeah. I'm no jazz expert.
They probably do.
They do. It's sort of like, you get that sense that every time a jazz musician does something, obviously it's going to be different. It's going to be different with any band, but they kind of like, it seems like it's more of a spontaneous thing and then they lock it in at the end and then completely change it when they go live. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Will we be expecting that? Spontaneous, you know?
Maybe spontaneous banter. But yeah, I mean, sometimes, depending on how I feel during a live performance, I'll sing a little bit different or emphasize certain words or scream certain words a bit louder than I
would
other
times. There's a bit of screaming.
Times.
It's not scream. It's not like...
It's wailing.
It's not... Maybe. You know, it's not dark metal or death metal.
It's not death metal. It's
save your throat from, you know.
Well, from my other band.
Damn it. Oh, right. You're in a death metal band.
Not quite death metal, but there's lots of screaming in that.
Wow. How does that go? Like, I know a person who's a singer and it's hard on her throat. She lost her voice for a few weeks back last year. I think they were touring or something. And
it's been okay so far. Yeah. I definitely push my voice to see how far it can go. It's like a challenge, but...
It seems pretty unstoppable.
Yeah, it's good. I haven't had any issues yet.
Okay, so speaking of influences and training, have you had... You know, some vocal people
have training. I was in choirs in primary school and stuff, and I went to, you know, some little singing lessons, which always were a disaster because I couldn't sing the songs I wanted to sing.
They wouldn't let you?
Quite boring, but I've been just singing since I was able to talk. Like, I'm always singing.
Singing came before talking.
Yeah, pretty much.
Cool. And so influences on your singing style, do you have, is there any...
I definitely get comparisons to people.
Mm-hmm. Was there any deliberate effort or no? It's just
no,
me, just...
not usually. I'm inspired by, you know, Kate Bush, obviously.
Who?
Kate Bush.
Kate Bush.
I know that
movie. Don't you mean Tori Amos?
She's pretty good. You know, like I love Debbie Harry.
Oh yeah,
as well. Cool. But yeah, I'm not sure if I sound. I don't sound like Kate Bush.
No, yeah, I don't think you sound like Kate Bush, but you remind me of Kate Bush.
Yeah,
and,
I've got
and
that.
Some,
for sure.
It's the your sensibility is something about the delivery. I don't know.
Maybe there's
something
a bit
Bush-like
of drama in there.
Kate Bush-like. Did you go to the? Did you hear about the Kate Bush Day?
Yes, I heard about it, but I didn't have a costume.
You need a red sheet, don't you?
Yeah, I just pretty much have done that with, I know, since
Countless
I was a kid, dance
yeah,
to
right.
that song with my
it
mom.
It was pretty
so,
crazy.
Yeah, I saw some
Like,
photos.
Wow, I've never seen so much Bush.
Yeah. And like,
not often
it was
you get to say that.
Around the world as well, so pretty amazing.
It's global. It's a global thing. She did do other songs, of course. But,
she did
know.
Plenty of
I suggested
songs.
To the organisers they do Babushka next time, but then, like, there's instruments involved and it could be
Everyone
dangerous.
Needs to bring a double bass.
Double bass and a big sword.
That's right.
And two.
That's
that two right. swords she has? I can't remember. You can't see those silly gestures I just did. Yeah, okay, so there's some Bush in there, some Debbie Harry, and obviously, look, it's your own style.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever tried to sing like anyone. I just sing along to everything, and
that's why you kind of jumped out at me because a lot of the stuff that I've looked at and listened to, and then suddenly it was like you know, you guys. I was like, okay, this is different.
Mm.
I haven't seen this quite for some time, you know, I guess in some bands, maybe the singer, the person that does a lot of the singing, certainly doesn't seem to come forward a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas you seem comfortable with that, and everybody's comfortable with that.
Yeah.
There's no sort of like.
Should we talk about this right now?
We hate the lead singer.
No. You keep the microphone.
Okay.
You're happy to be.
Yeah, I'll just be on the side there.
Yeah. Now, because I know, it always happens. Doesn't it make bands break up? Is that the lead singer just gets too much attention?
Yeah, I'm pretty bad at banter, so I've encouraged Mackenzie at least to have a microphone for banter.
And he can do the drum rolls too. He can do that
for his own joke.
Exactly, yeah. And I encourage Jess to have one too if she has anything she would like to say.
I really do.
Except for
that time it was your birthday.
Oh, yeah, that was a good gig.
You did a happy birthday.
Well, I said it's Emma's birthday, everyone.
Cool. Where did that voice come from? Just kidding. No, okay, so Jess, as far as your influences and what inspires you to play and why play that instrument?
Well, it's the only instrument I do play, but I really love playing bass.
Mm.
I love how you can, especially with how we work and how I've worked with other bands and other people I've jammed with, you can just, someone else has a really clear idea of what they're doing and you can just hang the bass lines off that. I really love that.
Okay.
And it's kind of like problem solving around what's already there, and I really, really enjoy that. And I just love being a little bit funky, but I'm not really funky, but just like I love dancing, and so bass really gets me going.
I feel like there's a lot of movement in Jess's bass lines. I think they're amazing.
There's a lot of movement altogether.
Yeah. Except Jess is actually the only one in the band that can physically move.
Which is why I think I do.
Live. Me and Mackenzie are stuck behind our instruments.
So with the keyboards, in the video, you're moving a bit with the
keyboards. Yes, I've just...
That must have been hard. I mean,
anytime I...
wear it, do you...
Oh, God, no. No, I would freak out and probably get a stoop.
Yeah. That's what was good about the video clip. We didn't actually have to play the music while we...
Yeah. Performed. I mean, anytime I listen to music, I move. Like... all the time, so it's quite difficult for me to be stationary.
Yeah, but it's not the easiest instrument to move around.
No,
so need to invent something for you, like a type of skateboard thing.
Yeah.
That's not going to hurt anybody.
Someone could just move me.
I think I've seen that in one of those, this is when you're rich and really famous and you've got those pyrotechnics and all those engineers that... you've got a stage thing and it's like Serious Moonlight Tour or something. Things going up and down and different, we could have you hanging from scaffolding, upside down
Spinal
playing.
Spinal Tap, yeah, we love Spinal Tap. So
my favourite band.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, you need to have your own Spinal Tap.
That's right.
Yeah, without injuries.
Yes, that no blowing up.
We want to keep our drummer,
Oh, yeah. Just because they're not here. You can say whatever you like about them.
Yeah.
Cool.
No one's going to hear this, right?
No. Thousands of people. Just happen to drop in and listen. Yeah, I think the Listen Conference, just getting back to that, it looks like a great... it's a real mix of things too. There's DJs as well, and maybe sometimes that gets a bit overlooked as far as the so-called, the feminist kind of thing.
Mm.
And I spoke to a couple of DJs recently and they were saying they get really tired of being called women DJs. Mm. Oh, we've got a female DJ and the lineup is a woman DJ. They hate that. Yeah. But at the same time, it's like, how do you talk about being a woman and a DJ? It's such a male-dominated area, like a lot of music areas. But particularly, I think, that kind of genre.
Yeah,
it's weird. It's tricky. So it'll be interesting because you guys are on. Do you know what time?
Well, we're second 7:30, doesn't it? On the lineup. I think if doors are 7:30, I imagine it'll start at 8:30 or 9. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it depends. And so if you're one of those lucky ticket holders for the conference, I believe, it's easy for you guys to get in. If you're not, you have to pay $15. That's cool. But it's all a great cause, and I'm looking forward to the conference, 14th, 15th, and 16th of October.
It's going to be so great. But
the
lineups that night as well are going to be
really. I don't know them all. Pink really Tiles, good. Yeah, I've heard of them.
Mm. So
ouch, my
tickets.
Face. Who are they?
They've been around for a while. Yeah, they're so great too. Mm. I haven't seen them in a few years, but I used to go out and see them all the time.
Yeah, we used to. They were one of the first bands that we went to see.
Wow, okay.
Now we're playing with them.
Is that kind of weird when you...
No, it's great.
No, I mean, it's like you go and see people and then you end up playing next, you know, the same lineup.
Yeah, well, that was like when we played with Love of Diagrams. I was kind of like,
And now I live with the drummer.
Yeah. But at the time it was... I was like, should I wear my T-shirt?
Inside out. <Bang. laughs> A Love of Diagrams. I'm going to look all of this up. Now, do you think there's a help? You know, people say, oh, it's not, you know, there's not enough venues and stuff like that for bands, live gigs and stuff in Melbourne. I don't know. Do you think that's the case?
I mean, there's been quite a few that have shut down. Yeah. I think I particularly wish there were more kind of DIY spaces for gigs.
Pop-ups or something like
that. Yeah, and like warehouse spaces, because I feel like then the artists would get a pretty fair run of the shows.
Yeah, because, you know, my spaces are run
commercial
to make money.
Spaces.
So there is pressure, and, you know, sometimes that can be a bit stressful about where are we actually able to play? How do we convince them that we can make money? You know,
Is there a stage?
It's really strange to have to think about making someone else money.
Yeah, it is a bit weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, it's. I think it's that dichotomy, and that's always been that relationship between venues and the people that perform, the artists.
Mm.
It'd be great to see some more, pop-up style warehouse thingies run by musicians.
Yeah.
But I mean, you guys are busy obviously doing the music, making the music, recording it if you can, writing it, creating it, running a show.
I mean, there are great different. There are great venues in Melbourne.
There are.
And they support lots and lots of bands, but there are so many bands in Melbourne.
It seems like there's far too many.
It's a little.
Yes.
Can get a bit.
I think they're all coming, moving down from Brisbane and Sydney.
I think Sydney is like probably going, you know, they're losing people, aren't they?
Yeah.
Like it's because of the lockouts.
Yeah, definitely. I can't even imagine being a musician there, actually.
How would you?
I've heard, it's pretty hard.
You've got 5 minutes before we close, so now's your time to play. That's not helpful. It's very strange, and in my opinion, draconian and not correct.
Yeah. So we did have it here briefly, and I'm glad that it got moved along, the lockout laws.
Ridiculous.
It didn't make any sense.
No.
But also, we're very lucky here to have venues that don't have pokies in them, which is also a nice feel.
Yes, so good.
Yes.
So that shows that they must be making something to keep themselves, keep people in there and playing and having bands.
Yeah. So, you know,
so obviously
venues support us and we support them as gig goers as well.
Yeah.
But a bit more variety of other places to play would be great.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I guess the thing too is you need more people to go as well. Like, are you finding, because there's so many bands and so many different events on during weekends, that sometimes they cross over a little?
Yeah, I mean, there's been so many occasions where we'll be playing a show and there'll be, like, maybe two other gigs on that we would love to be at as well, like, similar kind of scene.
Yeah,
but
I mean, it's not much to complain about. That
no.
So much music
I mean,
it's pretty awesome.
That's pretty great. This could be the moment for Melbourne, I think.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a very busy summer.
Yes.
You know? So do you have, so you got the launch on the 4th of November. That's going to be at the Toad.
Yes.
Are you playing with anyone else or is it just you guys?
Oh, yeah. We have Cable Ties.
Mm-hmm.
And
love those.
Can
I mean,
I
you know.
Swear?
Yes.
Oh, great. Okay, we've also got Spike Fuck.
Well, if that's the name
and
of it, like, that's it.
We also have Suss Cunt.
Anything to do with Buffy or Spike Fuck? No, I'm sorry.
And the last
what
is...
Sorry, I missed that other
Suss
one.
Suss Cunts.
Suss. S-U-S-S.
Yes.
And...
Cunts.
C-U-N-T-S.
That's
C-U-N-T-S.
It.
See what I did there?
We have very, such a rude lineup for our launch.
It's like body parts. Like,
yeah.
So the Spike Fucks, do they play with the Suss Cunts? Oh, sorry. I had to say that, didn't I? And I'm not editing that out. Fuck it. Oops. No, it's okay. We're on after 9 p.m. You know, it's just grown-ups, right? Grown-ups.
We're grown-ups here.
We're not in America. It's fine.
It's not quite so draconian yet.
Yeah.
Cool.
So we're so thrilled to have that
lineup.
Yeah.
They were all our first choice ones as well.
So grateful. Oh, you got to choose the people.
Yes. Oh,
power.
That's right. So,
so all the bands that didn't get chosen, do they feel bad?
Well, there were no other bands.
They hate you now.
We didn't ask anyone else because they all said yes straight away. So oh, good. That was
That's
amazing.
Kind of relief, actually.
Yeah,
isn't it?
I'm sure we could have picked another
because
20.
Because then if you got to the other 18 or 15 bands, you say, oh, look, really sorry, we just... We just went alphabetically.
Yeah.
For the sus cunts, you know.
I mean, we're going to play, you know, a million more shows, so that's fine.
At least.
Well, but if you do, just, you know, go easy on the vocals and don't get, you know, our stress-related syndrome.
Oh, I won't get
things stress-related.
She'll just get blisters.
Oh, yeah, I get
Do you get
blisters?
Wow.
I've got a
Is there any
blister.
Way around that? Like, if there are special
no,
bass players?
It's good because it means that it's nice and strong.
It'll become a callus.
Yeah, it's a callus. But then it'll fall off, and you know how bodies
oh my
work.
God, really?
Start again.
Has somebody lost their thumb? Oh, you don't mean the whole old
not
finger?
Not my whole finger, just the callus.
I know that it's passion, but it's like,
that's
there goes another
it.
Finger.
Well, no, actually, that could be a good marketing thing. She lost her fingers for her art. Come and see them kind of play.
With, yeah, what's
like
she going to do?
A robot hand.
I mean, I never use all my fingers anyway, so it's fine. I can just use a different one.
Yeah.
Well,
you can always get someone to... play your part and you could just be standing
just leave
there.
just dance
Jess. Oh
yeah
do that movement
everyone should dance at our launch though.
Oh yes it's gonna
required?
Be a party yeah.
Right
we
okay
just we want it to be super fun
we encourage dancing
and the cassette will be there
the cassette so will be there. There
there will be t-shirts hopefully
and badges
who's doing the artwork badges. For the
things? Well the cover for the cassette is done.
Cool.
The artwork, it was a collage I did whilst hanging out with Jess and our friend Jess' cousin Kat and our friend Jen. So that's done. It's, just a black and white collage. It's a nice pink cover as well.
Looks really nice.
Pink.
Yes,
yep.
I think
it's
it looks good.
Cool.
But Jess has made some badges. We're actually going to sticky
after
this.
This
to get
right.
them all made.
Bianca will be there probably.
Oh, yeah, okay. Great.
You were going to choose the Girlfriedas, but look, the other bands
of
just
course.
Said yes.
We just
away.
Played their residency and it was amazing.
I know. I walked in just as you were leaving, actually. Oh. Damn it. Yeah, public transport. Sonia's just always late. So I finally got to meet you. That's great.
Yes, it is great.
That's cool. Well, good. Look, so good luck with coming up Friday, the 14th of October. I hope people do head along to. It's just such a great part of Melbourne. You know, you've got the Bella Union, the Trades Hall and everything, and then the Curtain on 29 Lygon Street. It's all in the same sort of
little hub. It's just across the road.
Hub.
It's amazing.
It's literally just walk cross out, across the road carefully, mindfully, and get to the other side, and there you are. And you'll hear the sounds drifting out.
Definitely.
That's right.
Party sounds.
So get tickets to the evening musical lineups because the conference is sold out, but the music is not.
If you've got a ticket, it's only $5.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's such a bargain.
Says more. But here,
if you've got if you're a ticket holder, it's $5.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah. That's a good idea. All right. So
go online. It's all on the internet. The internet's.
Yeah, the internet's
great.
Really. Not just for porn. It's for everything else. So check that out. Let's listen.
It says listen.org.
I'm not sure.
Listen.
Just put in your search engine Listen Conference 2016 and it will come up. Yeah. I'm looking forward to that. Some fabulous people going to be speaking there.
That's going to be amazing.
We're going to be there hopefully recording some of that.
Great.
Abroad. Me putting my hand up saying yes. I've got to learn to say no, but I can't.
Yeah.
It's just
it's
not
a good
in my
opportunity,
vocab.
This one.
I know.
It's
some
great.
Fabulous things. Well,
I'll
thank
say
you.
Hello.
Yeah, I will. Yeah, I'll, you know, throw some love, not some eggs. That's what they say. You only throw eggs at politicians anyway, right?
I don't think it'll be necessary to throw eggs.
No, unless they're already pancakes with maple syrup.
Yeah, or like Easter eggs. I'd like an Easter egg.
Scrambled eggs.
Scrambled eggs. A bit hard. They'll be cold. By the time I get there.
Do they have to be hot to throw them?
I don't know. I like fresh scrambled eggs.
Great.
I don't know.
I love this.
It's really good,
chat.
Isn't it? Okay. Look, thank you very much. High Tech Emotion. We've got Jess Lakatosh. Yay. I said it right. And Emma Dunstan.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. So, do you guys have a blog or a Tumblr or a
website? We've got a Facebook page and an Instagram page.
How do they find that? Just high tech?
Just high tech emotions through mm-hmm. Facebook and up will come. I think we're the only one in the world.
As long as you spell it right.
That's right.
You have to have a little space thing. Dash.
Yeah.
Dash.
There's a dash.
There's a dash.
And there's
after.
There's no superfluous H's in the tech.
It's true.
It's really simple.
Yeah.
High tech.
Down with superfluousness. Well, thank you for speaking to us. And I think, we'll be rotating a lot of your music in the future abroad.
Thank you, Sonia. Thanks for having us.
No worries. Cheers.
Thank you, sisters. You've been listening to this broad podcast here on Joy 94.9. Don't forget to tune in to us Monday nights at 9 p.m. on Joy for feminism in your ears.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.